The Fairy Contest. Did you know that every year all fairies have to take part in a spell competition? And do you know why? It is to make sure they're not getting too old to cast spells and the spells they cast work properly. And this year we have been invited to watch the competition between Fairy Boom Boom and Fairy Nuff. A judge is someone who decides the winner of a competition or an argument, and Fairyland had decided the judge for this competition would be Willy the Wizard with three eyes. Because Willy's third eye was at the back of his head, it meant he could see more of the spells than the rest of us. And as Fairy Boom Boom and Fairy Nuff were two of the best fairies in Fairyland, the competition was to be held in Crazy Larry's amusement park, because some of the spells Fairy Boom Boom and Fairy Nuff were able to cast were so big they would not fit in the spell room in Fairyland. Now, I said we've been invited to watch the competition, but this is only a sound podcast, so if it's all right with you, I will tell you exactly what is happening, because it's always interesting when fairies start casting spells. Willy the Wizard looked at Fairy Boom Boom with one eye, and Fairy Nuff with his second eye, kept his third eye ready to see exactly what was going to happen when the spell started. Fairy Boom Boom stepped forward first. "I shall turn a rhinoceros into a sausage," she declared. "I'm not surprised," the crowd gasped. "A rhinoceros is a huge animal from Africa, and to turn it into a sausage would need a very, very, very strong spell." Fairy Boom Boom raised her magic wand and rose slowly into the air, where she fluttered for a full minute before sweeping her wand down as she shouted her spell. "Rhino go go, sausage yo ho!" And the rhinoceros vanished, and in its place was a massive sausage. The eye in the back of Willy the Wizard's head blinked, and he nodded his head in appreciation. Fair enough, stepped forward. She raised her wand and pointed to a small mountain in the distance. "I shall change that mountain into lots of little stones that people can build houses with," she said. Willy the Wizard blinked two of his eyes but kept one open on the mountain. Fair enough did not just wave her wand like Fairy Boom Boom. She threw it in the air, did a somersault, and then caught it as she cast her spell. "Mountain break and stones make!" The mountain crumbled. In its place were piles of stones ready to be used to build houses. The wizard closed his three eyes and thought for a few moments. "Yes," he said. "You two fairies are pretty powerful, and as I cannot tell the difference between you, you must cast another spell each." "I," Fairy Boom Boom stepped forward, "I can put a banana skin under that man's foot and make him slide all the way down the road on his back into that river." The crowd watched, the crowd waited. The man's foot stepped onto a banana skin that had suddenly appeared on the pavement. And then the man was sliding and sliding until he vanished into the river. Fair enough, raised her wand thoughtfully. Things were getting difficult. She had to find a good spell to beat Fairy Boom Boom. "You see that old lady?" she asked Willy the Wizard. Willy's head nodded his three eyes. "And you see that man walking past her?" Willy nodded again. "I will make the man give the old lady a £50 note. The crowd gasped. It was all very well making sausage and stones, but to make someone give £50 away would need a super spell. The man walked towards a poor old lady who sat on a bench shivering in the wind. He stopped in front of her for a moment, then shook his head and walked on. Fairy Boom Boom smiled. Fairy Nuff's spell was not working. It was not strong enough. Fairy Nuff pursed her lips and waved her wand harder. The man walked past the old lady. Fairy Nuff took a deep breath, and then do you know what she did? She threw her wand at the man. It hit him on the back of his head. He rubbed his head and looked back at the old woman. And then he slowly turned, took out his wallet, and gave the old woman a £50 note. Fairy Boom Boom closed her eyes, screwed up her nose, and thought as hard as a hee-haw. If you don't know what a hee-haw is, don't worry. You're not a fairy, and so you will never have to think like a hee-haw. She polished her wand and waved it 6 times. Yes, 6 times. This was going to be a spellbinding spell.
You see that little girl playing with her doll?
Fairy Boom Boom said. Everyone in the crowd nodded. I will turn her doll into the richest doll in the world. The crowd gasped. The richest doll in the world. The richest doll in the world. No way. Not even Fairy Boom Boom could do that. Then Fairy Boom Boom pointed her wand at the little doll. No, the crowd gasped. Fairies wave wands, fairies turn wands, and fairies twist wands. But fairies never point a wand at anyone unless it's very, very serious. And this was serious. There was a flash of red light, a flash of blue light, and a flash of green light, and the little girl gasped in amazement. Her doll had turned into a gold doll, and you won't believe this. It was covered in so many diamonds that sparked so much and were so bright, the little girl had to put on her sunglasses. Everyone looked at Fairy Nuff. Fairy Boom Boom's spell was a biggie. How could a little fairy Nuff beat such a powerful spell that had turned a dolly into gold and covered it with diamonds? But Fairy Nuff was watching the little girl who was bending over her doll and cuddling it. Now I have told you that fairies wave wands, fairies turn wands, and fairies twist wands, and never point a wand at something unless it's very, very serious. But there is another thing a fairy can do with their wands. They can lift their wand straight up and point at the sky. I bet you have never seen a fairy do that. You hear that sound? That sound means something huge is about to happen. There it is again. Because do you know what Fairy Nuff is doing? She's pointing her wand straight up at the sky. Some fairies in the crowd put their hands over their ears. Some covered their eyes with their hands, and some of the fairies turned their heads and hid it under their wings. Because when a fairy points at the sky with a wand, it means she is about to make an anti-spell. An anti-spell is a spell that undoes another spell. And using an anti-spell in Fairyland is so serious, it sometimes makes fairies go pop. And Fairy Nuff is making an anti-spell. This will take a few minutes, I'm afraid, because an anti-spell takes a lot of effort and a lot of energy and a lot of fairy juice. And if Fairy Nuff does not succeed, she might even go pop. There. I think it's finished. Nope. Just a bit more. The crowd looked around to see Fairy Nuff's anti-spell. What had she done? Nothing, it seemed, had changed. Except the little girl was running towards Fairy Nuff, carrying her doll and laughing. With a big jump, she threw her arms around Fairy Nuff's neck and gave her a big kiss. Willy the wizard slowly winked one eye after another and nodded his head. You are both very powerful fairies and you have both passed your spell test, but I am very disappointed in one of you. Fairy Boom Boom and Fairy Nuff looked at each other. If they'd both passed the test, what was the wizard talking about? You see, Fairy Boom Boom, it's all very clever turning a rhinoceros into a sausage, the wizard said. But what good is a rhinoceros sausage? It's much too big to eat. And it might be clever making someone fall into a river, but it does not help anyone or do anybody any good. And turning the little girl's doll into gold and covering with diamonds does indeed make it look splendid and show how rich you are. Now the wizard turned to Fairy Nuff. Breaking stones for people to build houses is much more useful than a great big sausage. And giving a poor old lady money is much nicer than making someone slide on a banana skin. But, said the wizard, Fairy Nuff saw that all the gold and diamonds on the little girl's doll made it so heavy she could not lift it. And as she could not lift it, she could not play with it. So she used an anti-spell so the little girl could play with her doll again. And as Fairy Nuff spells were made to do things useful, and as Fairy Boom Boom spells were made just to show off, I announced the winner as... The crowd waited to see who'd won the spell contest. The winner, said the wizard, is Fairy Nuff. Now, I think that's fair enough, don't you?